Blackstone presents Cradles of the Reich, a novel by Jennifer Coburn. This book is read by Natasha Sodek. In the cases of SS families who had the misfortune not to be able to produce sufficient children of their own, it should become an accepted custom to take illegitimate or orphaned children of good blood and bring them up. Peter Longerich, quoting a 1936 memo by SS Reichsführer Heinrich Himmler. Heinrich Himmler, A Life. 1. Gundi. Berlin, April 1939. If Gundi Schiller thought she had felt sick this morning, it was nothing compared to the wave of nausea that hit her as she walked into Dr. Vogel's office for the results of her pregnancy test and found her mother perched on a chair, knitting needles clacking against each other. Elsbeth looked up and smiled at her daughter, never dropping a stitch, the thick brown wool in her lap growing into a blanket. Though her mother's presence in the waiting room was an unwelcome intrusion, at the same time, there was nothing that made Gundi feel more safe than having her mother by her side. Since she began university 2 years ago, Gundi found that she had a tangle of conflicting feelings about her mother. "Mutti, are you not well?" Gundi asked, hoping that this was all just an odd coincidence. Perhaps Elsbeth was here to see Dr. Vogel about her stiff shoulder. He was the family physician, after all. Maybe Dr. Vogel had asked to see Gundi in person rather than reporting the test results over the phone because he wanted to discourage her from having premarital sex. He might want to wag his finger and warn her that next time she might not be so lucky. Please, God, let this be the case. "I'm feeling wonderful, Liebchen," Gundi's mother said, her knitting needles finally stopping. Elsbeth's smile reminded Gundi of a buttered roll, sweet and filling. It didn't hurt that her mother's body was short and round. Elsbeth lifted her eyebrows. "The more important question is, how are you feeling?" "She knows." Gundi's heart sped, and she felt prickles of cold sweat forming around the soft blonde wisps of hair that fringed her forehead. How did she find out?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?